Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Praise the Lord. And God bless you. And I am elated and excited, as always, to be here on the Stars of Heaven Network 22. And I am excited that 2023 is right around the corner. And I am honored that you have stopped by my feeds and here on Stars of Heaven Network 22. With your hostess, Lisa Marie, for January's offering. And I am really excited about this premiere broadcast in celebration of the new year 2022. The offering is trending now at priceofchrist.org. You can go check it out now. And I was really excited when the Holy Spirit ministered to me what he wanted me to minister and declare and proclaim in the year 2023. And I am so excited about this word, and I was so giddy and couldn't wait to come in and share with you today as we prepare to enter a new era, a new year. And I had some clues that what it would be about, what he wanted me to minister on, based on some of the things that I had been speaking on throughout the year, and especially in the last closing ceremonies. And what the Lord has spoke to me was that this will be a year of acceleration and of quantum leap. And I was really excited about that. And that's exactly what I know it's happening right now, because time is just so accelerated. And so he was saying this is a time of acceleration. And this time of acceleration is for the quickening. And the Word of God says that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, is it not the same power that should quicken your mortal bodies? And that's exactly what is happening. God is quickening me. It's a quickening happening. And he was saying that a quick work would he do and cut it short in righteousness. So there is a quickening happening right now. And this quickening is really a blessing to those who are really caught up. And what I mean by caught up, I mean in right standing with the Lord. You are in the flow of the Holy Spirit. And what he's saying, you're on beat on what he's saying. When he leads you, you're quick to respond and be led, fully led of the Spirit. And that quickening is really also an elevation. Hallelujah. It's really also an elevation. And so I'm really excited about what the Lord is saying, because in this quickening, the Lord was also saying to me that this acceleration is also to answer your prayers. The Word of God says the fervent prayers of a righteous man or woman avail it much. So as we pray, as I pray, I see my petition and my prayers being answered for the Lord. And this is also the year of the Lord's vengeance. So the Lord's vengeance is happening even now upon our enemies and those who hate us and hate him. So, but there's a blessing in that, because there's still time to repent because of repentance. If you are in disobedience, in sin, there is a Savior, Jesus, who can save you from your sin. And one of the things that I was blessing the Lord for in this acceleration is that no workup is needed. No workup is needed. You don't need to have to work up a praise or work it up. It's something the Lord will do himself. And that's the thing that I love about the Holy Spirit. There's one thing that we do in tarrying before the Lord and praying and getting utterance, but that should be according to the Spirit. Even when we pray, we pray and look for divine utterance. And again, Jesus is the one who's doing it, interceding for us, because he's our intercessor. He sits at the right hand of the Father ever to make intercession for us. So the Lord says, I myself will propel you forward. And so the thing that I was put in remembrance of when I first started Stars of Heaven Network, he was telling me, and she was letting me see how the universe works and how those prayers are answered, how they go through certain portals and wormholes. And he was saying that those wormholes in the universe are always open, but they're really being new portals being opened in these wormholes to accelerate our prayers so they can ascend before the throne. Because, you know, oftentimes when we pray, our prayers can be hindered by principalities and powers, by those who are in the flesh, by warlocks and witches who operate out of their gift illegally and satanically to try to see in the spirit and be false representatives of God to stop and block our anointing, our calling. So know that God has you. He has your calling. He has your election. He knows the very hairs on our head. So what we have, we believe in God for, what kind of path? And we just have to stay encouraged and stay patient and know that what we believe in God for and what we're praying for will be answered in his time and his season and according to his will. And even now, even now, by now faith. So, again, the wormholes in the universe are open to expedite your prayers and petitions. So I'm going to go to Song of Solomon. He was giving me about acceleration. He was also talking to me about quantum leaps. And this certainly is a leap year. A leap year as it relates to that acceleration. And when I thought about leaping in those quantum leaps, I thought about the gazelle. And I thought about the kangaroo, two of God's creations that manifest the blessing of leaping. And so Psalms of Solomon, 7 through 11 verse, we see the bridegroom, again, talking to his Shulamite bride and speaking about the gazelle. And he says, I command that you take an oath, O daughter of Jerusalem, by the gazelle or by those of the field, which run free, that you do not rouse nor awaken my beloved until she, again, he's talking about the Shulamite bride. And the thing that I love about Song of Solomon is a love letter and a song where the two lovers and the bride and bridegroom is declaring their love to each other and doing that so by creation. And so he was saying to his Shulamite bride, by the gazelle, by the gazelle's swiftness, the ability to leap and to jump, which run free. And that's one of the things the Lord was saying to me about our freedom and our liberty. He says the gazelle and the kangaroo are free in their habitat. They're free to roam and free to jump and live in their natural habitat. That's the same thing God was saying to me about what he's doing in this acceleration and this quantum leap in fulfilling his will and giving us our heart's desire. Now, verse 8, he says, listen, my beloved, behold, he comes climbing on the mountain, leaping and running on the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he is standing behind our wall. He is looking through the windows. He is gazing through the lattice. My beloved speaks, and he says to me, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. So this is being declared in what, a new season. This speaks of springtime. And this message is definitely doing that. It's being spoken in January, but it's for the spring. And I love what the Shulamite bride answers and says to her beloved. After his song, she also speaks to him as the gazelle, as a young stag, and how he's standing behind our wall. Means he's watching, waiting for the entrance. He's looking through the window. He is gazing through the lattice. So he is able to see from his vantage point what she's doing. And she says, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For behold, the wind is past. The rain is over and gone. So with that invitation, it's time for him to what? Come forth. Come forth. And so that's the thing the Lord is saying, that I've given you the power to call those things in, and those things that you have desired will come to pass in its season. Hallelujah. And God is on the throne. The Godhead is there, sees all, knows all. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that has the blueprint for our life. So we can be confident. I can be confident in knowing that the thing that I believe in God for is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. So there's much more I could minister from this song, but I'm going to move on for the sake of time, and definitely will revisit it in the month of January as I minister January's offering. Now, one of the things that I was blessing the Lord for in giving me this patient with understanding what quantum means. And I wanted to provide you with the definition of that. A quantum leap, a huge, often sudden increase or advance in something from one desecrate energy state to another. So when the Lord quickens us,
and he gives us the power to go from one state to another is usually huge and it's sudden. Now that suddenly comes by preparation. Things happen suddenly, but it happens based on if you prepared for it, even surprises. You know, even if you're surprised by something or someone, even though you didn't know it was coming, usually when you get a surprise, it's revealed, you can accept it because it's a good surprise because your heart is prepared for it. And usually the person who's surprising you with something knows what you would like to surprise you with. So that's another good thing. Now, it also says in the definition of quantum leap, it's a great improvement or importance. A quantum leap is a continuous transition between quantum states. What this means is that electron in one energy level in an anton jumps instantly into another energy level, emitting or absorbing energy as it does so. There is no in-between state, and it doesn't take any time for the leap. Hallelujah. And, of course, that's talking about our faith. That's talking about our faith, having faith. And that's the number one thing that all of this is saying, is that God is preparing us for a level, greater level of faith. And the thing that I love about understanding quantum leaps is, again, the energy that's in the anton that jumps instantly into another energy level. So in this quantum leap that I'm taking, and there are going to be many quantum leaps throughout the year, according to the Lord's acceleration and promotion of us. Again, it's instant. It's instant. And the thing that I love about having a personal relationship with Father God is that it's personal. God knows the level that I'm on. He knows what level you're on. And God is not going to hold us back in our communion with him, our fellowship with him, our elevating us, in the earth realm because of someone else. And that's why it's so important. You have to be careful who you fellowship with, if you commune with, because they could be a hindrance, they could be a stumbling block. It's very important to watch what type of leaders you listen to, because a lot of leaders are not of God. And you don't want your growth stunted. You don't want your growth stunted. You want to be able to continue to grow in the Lord and grow by leaps and bounds. And that's one of the things that I've always blessed the Lord for in my relationship with him. And I finally was able to understand that when I really began to see and understand how God was taking me and which way he was leading me. And so the leaps and bounds and the growth that I have now is also by the fruit of the Spirit, but it's by me protecting my relationship with God, understanding my relationship with God, not allowing myself to be influenced by someone else or comparing myself with someone else, which we're not supposed to do as believers. So this year is going to be a great year for you to understand how high you can go. If the Word of God says he wants us to know the height, the width, the depth, the breadth of the anointing that's in us. And you can't do that if you're hanging around buzzards, low-level devils. You're under false apostles and satanic apostles and teachers and all this stuff. And you definitely can't grow if you're unequally yoked, first and foremost. That's why it's important for us to be equally yoked. So I wanted to make sure that I expounded upon that because, again, in this transition, in these quantum leaps, as well as acceleration, the energy will move from one place to another. And that's why the Word of God says we go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, in the express image of the Lord. And so the animal, the kangaroo, is a great example of those leaps and bounds. And I wanted to share a few things with you regarding the kangaroo because I found it really interesting the attributes that God is giving the female and the male. One is its size, its strength, its speed. The traits of the gazelle and the kangaroo are similar, but the kangaroo embodies the attributes in essence for the quantum leap that God is preparing us for, even now, before we go into 2023. There is a leaping and a jolting, a propelling even now into 2023 by the Spirit, not by the flesh, by the Spirit. The kangaroo can jump great distances and can jump forward. Now, the interesting about kangaroos that kangaroos find it difficult to move backwards. They find it difficult to move backwards. And I really know that was prophetic in God speaking that. He said they find it difficult to move backwards because they were designed by their feet, by their paws, to spring forward. And that's what he was saying to me in this illustration. Quantum leap is only to move you forward. And when he propels us forward, you can't go back because the past has been reconciled. And there's things the enemy would try to do and people he would try to use to try to keep you held to your past. But you have to understand that in these times and seasons, because of wickedness and because of sin, because of the god of this world, the prince of power, the rules of darkness of this age, those forces want to try to pull you back. And so we really have to press into our relationship with Father God and really call upon the name of Jesus so that we can make sure that we're supposed to be where we're supposed to be and God can put us there. Hallelujah. And that's one thing that I love about my life is that anytime I needed that, the next level, he put me there. But it came by me preparing, speaking into existence, making sure that I kept myself light and kept myself charged by way of the Holy Spirit, by way of my prayers, my decrees, and most importantly, my obedience and living for the Lord. My life had to line up. Not saying I wasn't perfect, because Lord knows I sinned and made mistakes, but in repentance and knowing how to recover myself, knowing how to recover myself from those situations and from the devil, I lost no time. And God wouldn't allow me to lose any time because, you know, again, he knows my heart. And all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Now, that's one of the attributes that I wanted to give you about the kangaroo is that they find it difficult to move backwards. Their pouch gives them the ability to carry their joey. And the joey is their offspring. Now, kangaroos are symbolic, have symbolic traits that I find really interesting. One is that they know how to stick up for themselves, and they don't back down. With their large legs and feet and tail. Now, there's more I'm going to be sharing with you about kangaroos in the coming days in the new year about the kangaroo, because there's other attributes about the kangaroo I really find exciting, especially how they mate, and especially the male kangaroo. He's something else. But the female and the male, they're very strong, very strong. And they stick up for themselves. And that's one of the things that God said he's given us in kangaroo medicine. Understand the attributes of the kangaroo as well as the gazelle that will help us move forward in the new year. Now, I also wanted to give you Psalms 18. Psalms 18, the 30 through 35th verse, where the Psalms is talking about the gazelle. It says, he says, as for God, he's made my way perfect. The will of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God to save? For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girded me with strength and making my way perfect. He making my feet like hinds' feet, and he setting me upon my high places. And that's the whole purpose of him anointing us for this quantum leap and for this acceleration. It's going to be by our feet being able to be free. And so that's why we have to be careful about any traps, snares. The enemy will try to set for us and moving forward. And again, the psalmist says, he set me upon my high places. That means there's no need for manipulation. You can't manipulate in the body of Christ. You can't use political, religious things to try to advance the kingdom of heaven, because it's no flesh. He said, no flesh will grow in my sight. And he has placed us in the body according to how it pleased him. So our elevation comes from the Lord. And that's another thing the psalmist declared. Promotion come not from the east, nor from the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 34, he says, he teacheth my hands to war. So their bow of steel is broken by my arm. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand had holding me up, and thy gentleness had made me great. Now these are, I've included some tips